So the third year in medical school in most places is the year where you rotate through a bunch of different specialties, get an experience of everything, basically be a dictation monkey for everyone else, and then figure out what you want to do. Now, in many ways, this is the best year of medical school because you are in the clinics, you're in the hospital, and you're actually doing the clinical medicine that you came here to do. On the flip side, though, it can be the most difficult year of medical school because it is by far the busiest and you have the least control over your time. So here's a few pieces of advice that I wish I knew back when I was a third year medical student, and hopefully they help you guys out. Now, the first thing is a lot of schools are going to send you a survey to ask for what your preferences are in terms of your rotation order. Now, it's very important to be strategic with this to make sure that you get either what you want or what you're trying to rule out early on in your clerkship. So for example, if you know you want to do a really competitive specialty like surgery, ideally you want that early in your clerkship year, but not necessarily the first or second thing. You want it relatively early to make sure that you make connections, you get a real good taste of the specialty, so when the time comes to choose your fourth year electives, you're certain what you want to do and who you want to do those electives with. But you don't necessarily want it first or second because you're a brand new clerk. You don't really know how the hospital works yet unless you've done a lot of shadowing in the first 2 years, and you don't want to come across as you don't know what you're doing. And obviously at that stage, you don't know what you're doing, and that's not your fault. It's just the stage of training that you're at. But when it comes to these super competitive specialties, you want to work with these people that are going to be deciding whether you match or not at a time when you're at your absolute prime as a clerk. Similarly, if you're trying to rule something out and you're not really sure what you want to do, you want to have that thing relatively early. Same reason. So when fourth year electives come around, you know what you want to do and you can choose them accordingly. That's not the end of the world if you don't get the rotation order that you want. Just work hard at everything and you'll figure it out either way. But if you do have a choice, preferably aim to get what you're trying to rule out or what you know you want for sure relatively early. Now, the second thing you want to do while you're on rotation is do your best to make connections and find people that you get along with well. A lot of the times now, with most schools being pass-fail and even the USMLE in the States being pass-fail, the thing that makes the difference the most for whether you match or not is how well you get along with everybody and how well you fit the culture of the program. So you want to find people that you get along with, make connections with them, see if there's any opportunities for research or doing extra shadowing with them on the side. All these little things that can help you just inch forward towards your goals. Again, you don't want to force this connection, and overexposure is definitely a thing, but you just have to find that right balance. Now, the next thing to do is to control the controllable. Like I said, at that level, you're not going to know everything about the specialty you're on, and no one is expecting you to. But there are a few things that you can do that make you a much bigger asset on the team, and they're going to lead to you being a better clerk. Now, these are the obvious, simple things that you can be doing that it feels like, you know, this is weird. This is not why I came to medical school to do this. But the more you can help the team in the little ways, the more they're going to want you around, the more they're going to teach you, and the more they're going to like you, which is going to help you down the road. So things like being punctual, be early, be ready to print out the list for everybody. It's these little things that anybody can do, but most people don't. Your work ethic, work hard, offer to go see patients. Hey, is there anything I can do? And again, there's a fine line. You don't want to be annoying with it, but just make the effort to make life easier on your residents as well as your attending. If you're going to be doing a small procedure, getting everything together. If you're going to be doing a vaccination, just getting everything drawn up and ready to go. It's this simple stuff that you don't even necessarily need to have gone to medical school to. It's more just common sense things that you can be doing that make a huge difference. I remember one time as a junior resident, our senior residents were away on a half day, and I kind of took over as the team leader and I assigned patients to the medical students. And again, this isn't a groundbreaking medical discovery, but it came up in my evaluation, and my preceptor said that he was quite impressed that I stepped up and basically took on the role of a senior when we didn't have one. So it's these little things related to work ethic that people are going to remember about you, and that might make it onto a reference letter down the road. Now, going off of that, like I said, you're not going to know the nitty-gritty of every specialty, but you should know the bread and butter concepts and what they see on a day-to-day basis, not only for yourself, but also to help out with the team. So before you go on the rotation, have a solid understanding of what the biggest concerns are of that rotation. What are the conditions that can kill patients? What are the most acute things? What are the things that they see most commonly? This way, you're going to be a lot more engaged when you're on rotation, and you're going to be a lot more helpful. Like I said, don't focus so much on the nitty-gritty like treatment dosages and things that you can just quickly look up, but just understand conditions on a big level and understand what comes up the most and what do they see the most, and that way you can also tailor your questions around those concepts. Now also, you want to be doing a little bit of future thinking as you're going through these rotations. If you're on a rotation that you know you want to do that specialty, think about who'd you get along with the best, who'd you enjoy working with the best, and kind of bring up the idea of working with them in fourth year, four electives, and eventually getting a reference letter from them. You don't want to overstress yourself out, but when you are on rotations that you think you might be pursuing that specialty, basically just treat it as a 4 or 6 week interview and just do your absolute best, because it will leave a lasting impression. Now, like I said earlier, third year can be a great time, but it is also the busiest time. So when it comes to your habits like time management, you really need to have that stuff dialed in, and you need to be studying very efficiently to make sure that you actually have time left over to do things outside of school and take care of yourself. You should absolutely be going to the gym or doing something physical. You should be eating healthy. You need to be doing things outside of medicine to keep yourself sane and avoid burnout. So again, make sure your habits are dialed in. Make sure your routines are dialed in. And anytime you get some free time or a holiday, take it to yourself, enjoy yourself, get away from everything, and just reset. Now, if you are a medical student and you're going to be one soon, check the description. We're working on a free medical education platform. But with that said, that's pretty much it for today. These are all the things that I wish somebody would have told me when I was starting clerkship, and I hope they help you guys out, and I'll see you next time.